like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Oh, Pete wouldn't know what to do with that.
You think our wives are looking at us right now?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
They look like pedophiles.
Carolyn, both you and I are far away from 40.
Oh, well,
depending
yes.
on what end you're looking at.
On either side of the spectrum, very true.
But we need to talk about This Is 40.
This Is 40. It is a Judd Apatow film.
Yeah, so remember Knocked Up, 40-year-old virgin.
Right.
Bridesmaids, a year or two ago.
So, very big. You think of Judd Apatow, you think of comedy. And, of course, you think of his wife, Leslie Mann. And she, once again, is a star of this movie, along with Paul Rudd.
Yes.
They play husband and wife and living in Los Angeles in Brentwood. Two children and turning 40.
Well, now, she's reluctant to admit it. She keeps saying she's 38. For me, this is a departure for Apatow in the sense that it is a little more serious sociologically than his other film. Much less scatology, much more issue-oriented.
Right, this is not a comedy. Funny moments where I laughed out loud. However, I wouldn't consider this a comedy, even though it really is being billed that way because of the Judd Apatow brand.
Sure.
I found this to be one of the most depressing movies I have seen in my entire life. I will put this is like The Revolutionary Road, remember, with Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio?
It's a slice of life that's a little sad.
Anyone who's thinking about either getting engaged or having children and maybe your partner isn't wanting to do that, do not let them see this movie because this shows the dark side of marriage and parenthood.
And one of the children is a teenager. They're both girls, and they're both actually Apatow's children. Cranky 13-year-old who's facing down the parents' issues of health and nutrition. We have Paul Rudd's character finding refuge in the bathroom, playing internet Scrabble to get away. We have
is depressing. It shows what happens to a couple.
Now, they're the couple from Knocked Up, and they're 5 years later here. They're making 40. But they have things also like in-laws.
Right.
You've got the father-in-law.
Who's a total hanger-oner.
Albert Brooks, who is also very funny. You have her father.
Who was like totally absent,
right.
Not there.
You're going to get parts of this in any family. And that's the good part. And a little bit of the comic relief is okay for me.
The scene stealer in this is the woman from Mike and Molly. She was also in Bridesmaids. She plays a parent who's like irate. And it's hilarious. But we're dealing with issues that so many relationships and so many couples go through, losing that kind of that spark and that love for one another, financial issues, just dealing with the kids.
They both have businesses. He has a record business.
She has a store, a clothing store.
He's constantly engaging old rockers.
Right.
Who are not going to sell, but he still believes in. So it's kind of cute. She has a clothing shop.
Right.
She believes that Megan Fox is stealing from her.
Who Megan Fox plays like the sexy young girl. I find this movie to be false advertising, and so I was not prepared. It was depressing. If you are going to see this in the theater, or even if you get it on DVD later on, make sure you watch the credits because there is some extra scenes from her that are just the best.
Yes. If you're interested in the Judd Apatow canon, and he is at 44, still at his prime, and he's going to be having many more comedies, and he's the really most prominent romantic comedian, producer, director, writer, at this time in the U.S.
And, I don't want to take anything away from this just because I found it. The movie is very good. My only disclaimer is when you go to this movie, know what you're getting into.
You have a chance to take a look at 40 again. And if you haven't gotten there, you will soon enough. And if you've been there, you can look back and enjoy the film for that. My grade for this is going to be a B.
You know, I'm with you. Okay. I think it's a B, too. I needed to laugh, and I didn't.
Maybe you just discovered the reason to go.
I think there's always a reason to go.
Take a look at a great 40-year-old Leslie Mann.
Exactly. It's Movie Time is brought to you in part by Gateway Film Center, presenting their third annual Holiday Film Classics, with perennial Christmas season favorites on screens every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Gateway has parking at 11th and High. Further details and reservations online, gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.